So I first got involved in the Iditarod in 1973. I was working with a group called Ad Hoc that we were trying to garner support from Vietnam veterans. So we would meet them out at the airport, international airport, when they were coming overseas from Southeast Asia. Always treated them with utmost respect, which was really a shame during the Vietnam era, how we treated our veterans. It was disgusting. And treated them with respect and kindness, offered them a beer and said, what do you think about the war? And if they said it was total bullshit, what they did was, what we did was reference them and say, let's say you're from Cleveland. Okay, here, get a hold of this person just for the anti-war effort to stop the Vietnam War. And we were over in Mountain View in a place called The Warehouse. And Chancey Croft, which was a legislator for that area, showed up with this guy with this Oklahoma accent. His name was Joe Reddington. And Joe Reddington made a presentation. And he said, we got this thing called the Iditarod, and it's going to be coming around this year. And we need support. We need a headquarters. We can't be associated with you because you're very left. But we need your support. And are you willing to do that? And we went in a meeting, we came out, and we said, yeah, we'll support that. So that's how I got introduced to the Iditarod in 1973 after meeting Joe Reddington. I said, I'm going to run that race someday, and I did in 1977. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Fall back on my most memorable experience on the Iditarod, I think, that was challenging and maybe life and death was 1985. We were running through an area called Moose Alley the first night of the Iditarod. I felt very comfortable because I saw a set of runner tracks ahead of me, so I knew somebody else was sweeping the trail. Came over a hill on a blind curve and heard somebody shouting in the middle of the night, you know, help, help. I could tell it was Susan Butcher. Threw my sled on its side, grabbed my .44 handgun, ran up. Here I see Susan Butcher, and in the front of the team was this moose, you know, stomping and menacing her team. I aimed my handgun. I fired four times, completely missed her, and hit the moose by accident. And it was some of the worst shooting I've ever done in my life, actually. But anyway, so that's how I... knowing this is the 50th Iditarod, it makes me feel good. Well, what I know for sure life is unpredictable, and just because you're intelligent doesn't mean you have wisdom, and it's the one thing that I think in retrospect I've been blessed with is wisdom. It's the greatest gift that's ever given.